tips for negotiating with women. Ask about their interest and areas of expertise. Find things you have in common. Create a bond with them. Develop a relationship of friendship and trust as soon as possible. Let her know your credentials, but not in a boasting way. Exhibit confidence, but don't create distance. Treat her professionally. Avoid her hot buttons at all costs. You'll need to learn about those hot buttons ahead of time. Try and negotiate in a way she can relate to. Show respect for her point of view. Never threaten or lose control of your emotions. Don't be sarcastic. Assure her that you want to find a solution that will benefit both of you. Be ready to walk away if necessary. Mistakes women make and how to avoid them. First mistake women make, they believe that their solution is the best and the only way to solve the problem. There is a drawing of a woman first published by W.E. Hill in a 1915 issue of Puck magazine. When you look at the drawing, you need to determine if you see a beautiful young woman or an old, ugly one. The problem is that once you look at this picture one way, it's difficult to see it the other way. Once your mind sees it one way, it's difficult to see the other woman. And no matter how hard you try, you can't see both images at the same time. The same is true for negotiating. If you focus on one solution only, it's very difficult to see the other solutions that might be superior to yours. However, negotiation is often like a puzzle. It's about problem solving. It requires keeping everyone's interests in mind to come up with a solution that meets everyone's needs. Women have the edge over men here because women are so good at multitasking. We can see lots of issues all at once. An important thing to understand is that great negotiators don't just seek to win, but to find a common ground. You're trying to meet many people's needs. If you consider all possible options, it's likely that at least one, and possibly several, will meet everyone's needs. The problem arises when women stubbornly lock in on their perspective only. Then, like when you're viewing the picture, it's very difficult to see the needs of others because they believe their solution is the only one that will work. That's why the starting point of negotiation, after getting to know one another, needs to be a brainstorming session where you list, without any criticism, all possible solutions to the issue. Then you go down the list and you ask, is this the best solution? If everyone agrees it isn't the very best one, that idea gets crossed off the list until you're down to the one or the two possible solutions that work. Then you negotiate on those solutions. And often, believe it or not, because of the creative, open-minded, and open-hearted brainstorm session, solutions are created that you never thought of before. This is a key to great negotiation. The second mistake women make, women tend to let their emotions affect the way they negotiate. I'm sure we've all made that mistake. Negotiating brings out women's emotions, ranging from frustration or disappointment to anger or being overly excited about the prospect of getting something you want. It's normal to feel emotions when you negotiate, but when you're angry or you're too excited, you can't negotiate as well. So you shouldn't even try to negotiate when having those emotions. An excellent solution is to excuse yourself and schedule another meeting for a later date. When you have not got emotions raging and you have it all together again. Or, if it's possible, at least excuse yourself and go to the ladies' room until you've regained your composure. Men won't follow you in there. Then, when you return, you'll be able to better negotiate unemotionally. Let's move to the third mistake. Women are not willing to walk away. You have the power to walk away. You need to be willing to walk away. If you have prepared properly for the negotiations, you'll know the other options you have in case this discussion doesn't work out the way you had envisioned it would. Figure out the walk away alternatives of the other parties. Knowing what options they have, if no agreement is reached, will help you construct options that are favorable relative to their specific negotiation. One of the gifts most women have is that gut feeling they possess, discernment. When things aren't right, they call it a woman's intuition. Too many times during the negotiation process, women go against their feelings. We agree to do things, and then later we regret it and we feel resentful. We know we should walk away, but we can't bring ourselves to do it, especially to walk away from people we care about. This goes back to our self-beliefs and our mindset. Until you have healthy self-beliefs, you will never be a successful negotiator. All of the skills we're talking about here are dependent on you believing you can, being confident that you can solve negotiation problems and arrive at a solution that's beneficial to all. A good example of self-talk would be, "I'm calm, highly competent negotiator. I trust my instincts, and I say no when I need to. After I've done my best, I'm ready to walk away if necessary."